That scene in town was no big shucks. They won't go broke for 40 bucks. And what occurred brought them no shame. They've always got old Hank to blame. Perhaps I could have shown restraint and saved poor Slim from social taint. But grease is deadly, that we know. I lost my pal in a pile of dough. He lost his pal in a pile of dough. I regret all the feelings this deal has invoked. Resentment and anger my actions have stoked. I guess he'd be happy if I had just croaked. Expired from the grease in which I was soaked. I never thought it would come to this. Our friendship wasn't perfect bliss, but true it was, or so I thought. Now it seems it's come to naught. I thought our bond could stand the test. At times it seemed the very best, but now it's gone like melted snow. I lost my pal in a pile of dough.
He lost his pal in a pile of dough.
Okay, I was foolish for fooling around, plundering donuts and wolfing them down, then leaving them there in a pile on the ground, embarrassing Slim in the middle of town. For years I've been the closest mate. You'd think that he could tolerate a fault or two or even ten. I thought he had a thicker skin. It's sad, so sad to contemplate what might have been, but it's too late. He had a friend, but let me go. I lost my pal in a pile of dough.
He lost his pal in a pile of dough.
But for crying out loud, nobody got hurt. It wasn't a crisis or national alert. We didn't have bodies or blood in the dirt. A dog merely happened to toss his dessert. A dog merely happened to toss his dessert.
Pretty sad song, huh? You bet. As I wrote those painful words, tears were streaming down both sides of my face, dripping off my chin, and forming a pool of tragedy at my feet. No kidding. Composing that song was one of the toughest assignments of my whole career. But it was a job that had to be done. To be honest, I wasn't sure that I could go on. For all those years, Slim had been such an important part of my life. Important part of my life. I just couldn't imagine that it had all come to an end. I mean, think about all the happy times we'd known. Feeding cattle together in the snow, sharing the same bed on cold winter nights, splitting mackerel sandwiches in the shade of the cottonwood tree. Actually, the mackerel sandwich brought back a few unpleasant memories since it had given me incredible indigestion. But you get the point. Slim and I had been as close as two peas in a pot. 2 toes in a foot, 2 feet in a boot, 2 boots on a porch, 2 porches on a house, 2 houses on a street. In me, he had found a loyal friend who didn't care that he was a nasty bachelor. And in him, I'd had, well, not much, it appeared, since he'd allowed our relationship to be destroyed over one measly incident in town. Okay, I had to accept a tiny share of the blame. If I'd eaten 2 donuts instead of 200, maybe things would have turned out differently. But still, well, it was over now. Years of friendship down the toilet of life. I would have to leave the ranch, of course, and become a homeless wanderer. But I was so distressed and broke up that I decided to postpone my departure until the following day. I spent a restless night on a bed of rags in a dark corner of the machine shed. The next morning, just as I was preparing to leave, I heard someone calling my name. Hank? Are you in there? Hank? It was Drover, of course, the last true friend I had in the world. That gives you some idea of how far I had fallen. I jacked myself up from the bed of rags and made my way to the big sliding doors. Sure enough, there he stood in morning's light, a simple, pea-brained little mutt who seemed delighted to see me. When I appeared, he started hopping around in circles. "Oh, good. I'm so happy. I worried about you all night. I thought maybe you'd, well, run away or something. You sure looked sad when we got back from town." I slipped through the crack between the big sliding doors and stepped outside. "Thanks, Drover. I'm touched by your concern, but you probably shouldn't waste your time worrying about me."
"What do you mean?"
"It's obvious, isn't it? That incident in town pretty much sank my ship. It's all over between me and Slim." He stopped jumping around and stared at me.
"You mean eating all those donuts?"
"Right. I don't know what came over me. If I'd eaten just a couple, it would have been no big deal. But was I satisfied with two or three? Heck no, I tried to eat the whole load. It was one of the dumbest stunts I've ever pulled."
"Yeah, but any dog would have done the same."
"Drover, any dog wouldn't have done the same. You didn't. You sat there in the pickup and watched the whole thing, and you didn't get in trouble. You never get in trouble. I don't know how you do that, but it really burns me up." He grinned.
"It's easy. I'm a chicken."
I studied the runt for a long moment. "You're admitting that you're a chicken?"
"Oh, sure. You would have found out sooner or later."
I wasn't in a laughing mood, but that made me laugh.
"Ha ha! Drover, it's pretty obvious." "It is?"
"Of course it is. You'd have to be blind and deaf not to notice."
"Darn."
His head drooped.
"I wanted to keep it a secret. See, I hate being such a chicken."
"Well, it seems to be working, pal. You've still got a job, and I'm living under a cloud of shame and disgrace. An outside observer might say that you've got the better end of the deal."
"Yeah, but it's so boring. Sometimes I wish I could be more like you. Daring and bold."
"That's me, all right. Daring and bold. Also homeless and out of a job." He let out a gasp.
"Gosh, you mean..."
"I have no choice, Drover. After yesterday..." Just then we heard the sound of an approaching vehicle. My first instinct was to go straight into the alert and alarm procedure, but then I remembered. It wasn't my job anymore. "Yes, Drover, I'm leaving the ranch."
"That's Slim's pickup. He's coming this way."